Blog Talk Radio.
Like, if you aren't being stern with them, if you're being really nice with them, then you must be in a good mood. And you know how it is with children and with plenty of adults. They figure if you are not being stern with them or straight up and down with them, then that means that you're just ready to be played today. Oh. Mommy in a good mood, daddy in a good mood, so we can do what we want. We eat all the food. No more cereal up in the box. No more ice tray. No more ice in the ice trays. You know the lot. So sometimes you have to narrow down the choices to just this or that. So, and sometimes it gets to an ultimatum. Have you ever been in a relationship situation where you were given an ultimatum? Like, all right. Either we on our way to getting married or we're going to have to break up. Choice is yours. Like, I'm not playing around with this no more. I know people who have done it. You know, they've gotten to a point in their lives where they feel like, I've dated all I wanted to date. I've seen all I wanted to see. I've messed around, played around, did all of that stuff that I wanted to do. We're not moving towards getting married, then we're moving towards being separated, because I'm going to find somebody who wants to be with me permanently. I got a lot to live. I got a lot to give and a whole lot of life to live, and I'm going to do it with my partner because I'm smarter than I used to be when I date somebody for years and all they did was waste all of my time and give me tears. And I say, this is the way it's got to be right now. So let me know if you're down. I can understand if it's not jiving with your soul, but if you're not down with me, I might have to roll, and I understand that it sounds like I'm in control, and that might be the situation. But listen, be patient with me. I'll be patient with you. But I don't have a lot of this time to screw around with that bullshit you're trying to give me, and you may not be trying to bullshit me, but listen to me. I'm ready to settle down. I hear wedding bells and I hear them all around, and my people are wondering when we gonna do it. I know we've been seeing each other for 6 months. It's time to do it. It be like that sometimes. It may be like that, but times when the shit has been done by certain people, and it's something that we have to take into consideration. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. When this your daily. Go get a business show. We do this every single day. It rains every day. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DJ will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DJ will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DJ will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And when you say Omar with the, if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R's, the Daily Go Get It Business Show. An ultimatum or a choice. Call it what you want. An ultimatum or a choice. Call it what you want. That's how it's going down. Have you given ultimatums? Have you had ultimatums given to you? And have you given them? A lot of times, people don't respond very well to an ultimatum. Like, who do you think you're talking to? Here, we're not doing that. You don't put me in a situation where I have to choose this or that. Who are you? You're not my father, you're not my mother, not nobody that I have to make those types of choices for. And people really feel that way. But ultimately, we all have to make those types of choices at some point in our lives, because we're not always in control of exactly how our destiny is going to go down. A lot of us talk like we're always in control of that, or like we only involve ourselves in situations where that will be the case, but it's not easy. First of all, when you start out in something, you're not going to be in control of it. You're going to have to learn. You're going to have to be trained. You're going to have to adhere to certain guidelines and procedures and rules and regulations. So if you don't want to play the game, guess what? That's the ultimatum, and the choice is already coming up. Oh, you don't want to play by these rules? Keep it moving. And it can be a little demoralizing, a little embarrassing to some people when they realize that somebody is not willing to play the game with them and let them be in the driver's seat. So, no, I'm not going to allow you to manipulate the situation and decide when you want to come, go, lay, stay, or pray, do things today or tomorrow, beg, steal, and borrow, and sit on the couch and lay up in the bed and do everything that another motherfucker just said, and you pointing the finger and giving orders. And, what the fuck you think? You ain't nobody's daughter, not of mine, not of his, not of hers, not us, and we ain't going to do that shit. I'm about to fuss at you, get all in the world, and tell you something, girl. Listen to what the fuck I got to say, or you got to go. So ultimatums or choices. Normally, choices are given in an amicable, relaxed, comfortable situation. Normally, choices are given to people. Ultimatums normally come after those choices that have been given have been disrespected, disregarded, and treated as if you didn't matter. Like, okay. Since you gave me your ass to kiss with the choices that I gave you before, I offered you all of these. Like, you can have this one, that one, that one, this color, this size, all of this. Yeah, you can have all of that. Just choose. But instead of choosing, it was like, well, dang, it's so many. I kind of want them all. No, you can't have them all, but you can choose the one that you want. But why can't I have, how come I can't have three? Because three are not available. Everybody else has to have one too, but I'm giving you the first choice. I'm giving you the first choice on which one you want. So go ahead, choose. So they lunch on choosing, or they try to choose more than one. And then what happens? Like, if you lunch on choosing, or should I say, if you don't understand that lingo, lunching, if you hesitate on choosing one, so everybody else goes ahead and chooses the one they want, and now the only one left is this one or that one. For example, you wanted a dog. Guess what? You want a dog? What kind of dog you want? I want a pit bull. You want a pit bull? Guess what? My man's female dog, Daisy. Daisy just had a litter of dogs. And Daisy just spit out a big litter, six dogs. Tell you what, nobody has claimed any of Daisy's pups yet. So we can go and claim the pups. Okay. All right. All right. Well, listen, we're going to have to go now because those pups, they're going to, you know, Daisy is a full-bred pit bull. And even though she hasn't been trained to fight and all of that, they're going to breed the, they're going, you know, whatever happened with the puppies is going to happen with the puppies. Okay. But Daisy's a sweet dog, so we need to go see Daisy. We need to go over there and get one and choose one of Daisy's pups. Oh, okay. All right. I'm like, no, we need to go now. All right, well, I'm going to go. I got to go do this thing real quick. I'm not really up. I worked all night, blah, 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 blah. Okay, now you lunched on the choice. You lunched on going to go get Daisy's pups. Guess what happens later on that day? Everybody heard about Daisy's puppies, and everybody loves Daisy the pit bull. Everybody, you know, they're like, no, that is that. People give pit bulls a bad name, but Daisy is the sweetest dog. You know how a gentle female dog is. Sweetest thing. You know? So, later on that day or the next day or whatever, now, guess what? Daisy only has two pups left. That's it. That's it. Because everybody that came and claimed the pup, she got two left. And one of them has already been claimed, loosely claimed. Somebody already said, listen, they still got them puppies. I'm going to come get one. I don't know which one I want because I haven't seen them yet. So they on their way. You get to the place where Daisy is. Daisy got two pups. The pups are older. You know, I mean, we ain't take them straight from Daisy. They got a nurse and all of that. So the pups are about 6 to 8 weeks old. And now it ain't but this puppy and that puppy. And guess what? You only can choose that puppy. Now, the other puppy might have been cuter than the puppy that you can choose now. But now is you either take this last puppy because somebody already called and said they wanted the other puppy. They took a picture of the puppy and said, all right, I want this one, not that one. So they saved that one. So you were slow and now you blew. You know how they say when you're slow, you blow. Well, she was fast, so they labeled her the project hoe. Project. Okay, shout out to MC Shan. Anyway, so that's what happens. Now the ultimatum is you either take this puppy, this last puppy, or you don't have no puppy. You can wait till Daisy get knocked up again, or another dog or whatever. You can march your ass to the kennel and spend $300, $400 for a dog. But this Daisy, because I got the hookup, you was going to get Daisy for free. A free full-bred pit bull? Are you crazy? You know the value in that shit? Let's look up the value on a full-bred pit bull. Let's look up the value. How much does a full... How much does a full-bred pit bull terrier puppy cost?
According to adopt-a-pet.com, some breeds go up to $20,000, but depending on their breeding, they usually cost anywhere from $500 to $2,000.
Well, goddamn! They can go up to $20,000. Imagine that. Imagine paying that much for a dog that you know is not going to live more than 15 years, no matter what. But, okay, from 500 to 2,000, and you was going to get Daisy's puppy for free. You there looking a gift horse in the mouth. But guess what? You either take this pit or you don't have no pit. It's up to you. It's up to you. I didn't realize that they cost that much. Not 20,000, but the 500, that sound right. You might find somebody on the street that'll hit you off for three. I've seen it done. All right, but y'all understand what we're talking about, an ultimatum or a choice. Call it what you want, an ultimatum or a choice. Call it what you want. Let me give a shout out to my peoples. I'm so glad to see you here. You came through, and now I'm all up in your ear and all up in your face and right up in your eyes. And I feel good to see all of you guys. The Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita. It's always a really great thing to see the aunt. Emily Dunlap in the house of city. Emily, about to turn it out without. And I said, and cook, it's always a good look. It's Saturday morning, no need to be shook. Andy Gary Wright is down for the night, even though it's the morning. A morning yawn, and we gonna get it up. And yo, nobody's dropping it off. We gonna make sure we come hard, not soft. And guess who else here? My girl Robbie Ming, my big sis. Yeah, this year. And also, hold on. Who else did I see? I saw Cherry. Cinderella, Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Dane, with famous Cinderella, Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Dane, with fame. Okay. Good to see y'all. And Naturalista Rap. That's what's up. It's a good luck. Captain, listen. I think we need to get Omar an electric shock clock so he knows what time it is. Look, we can only start the show when we can start the show. Happy heavenly birthday to T. Carey Wright's father. May he rest. Nah, I don't want to say may he rest in peace, because, you don't rest in peace. May the universe be treating him in the best way possible eternally until we see him again. How about that? All that rest in peace, that morbid funeral shit. Fuck out of here. I'm just saying. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Oh, Annette Davis, she all right. She good. She all right though. Yeah, she good. All right, so let me see. All right, what y'all talking about? Okay, I'm just making sure I don't miss any of your shit. Next release is talking about some. Where did you get that dance from, BF? It reminds me of old school hip hop dances. I'm stuck in the 80s. Don't worry about it. Cherry says, I gave an ultimatum before. Just wanted a title, really. I walked away. I'm too grown for that friendship. Now I'm single. shit. I mean, sometimes it comes down to that, though. Sometimes, you know, people are not ready to make a move. So you have to give them one move to make. Tell you what, I got one move for you to make. You make it or you move on. We can either move forward together. We can move together or you can move on without me. I'll move on without you. And we can think about what could have been if we would have got it there. Robin Mink says, I gave my daughter's father an ultimatum when I found out he was cheating. I told him it's either me or her. He couldn't make up his mind, so I did it for him and told him to go with her. Oh, that's deep shit. That really is. So you told your baby, you told your baby father, you told your baby father, like, yeah, listen, I'm going to forgive you for fucking around with this chick. I'm going to forgive you for that. You know what I mean? Yeah, my feelings hurt and I feel disrespected. But I ain't going to front you the love of my life, at least for right now. And regardless of your infidelity, I still see the good in you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself. I'm going to give you a chance to be all you can be. I'm going to give you a chance to represent again. I'm going to give you a chance to do right by a good woman because a good woman is ready to do right by her man. And we can grow together. We can get past this thing. But you're going to have to choose. Either you're going to have to shit or get off the pot. You're going to have to barbecue a stew. It's going to be me and you, or you're going to have something else to do. Now, what's it going to be? Well, but I still kind of like her. Okay, no problem. No problem, baby. As much as it hurts me to do this shit, I got you. Get the fuck out of my life. Just know that you've already fucked up. You fucked this up because I'm not the best of romances deserve second chances. So, I mean, the thing is, some people only learn or can only choose when it's me or them. Now, that crazy part about the story that you told, Robbie Rob, was that it was a this or that situation. So what was a choice between this or that became an ultimatum. The ultimatum was you either choose me or you choose not us. Simple and plain. Not hard. That ain't too hard. That ain't too hard to understand. And you know what, Rob? The messed up part about that shit is that even when you give somebody a chance and a choice, when they don't choose you, it can be a little demoralizing. Because it's kind of disrespectful. Like, it's one thing if you don't know who you're dealing with. What up, Emily Dunlap in the house, and Deneen super Deneen. Deneen super Deneen. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's one thing if you don't know the person that you're dealing with. Like, it's one thing if you're dealing with somebody, like a virtual somebody. Like, I know you're messing with somebody. I don't know who it is, but evidently somebody is taking up all your time. That's one thing. But it's a whole different thing when it's like, I know who it is. I got their phone number. I know where they live. I can go touch them. They even know who I am. So when it's a situation where you give somebody an ultimatum, like, well, do you love me? Yeah, I love you. Well, do you love her or do you love him? Well, they might be honest and say, yeah, I do. Okay. Well, you find yourself in love with two people. So what do you want to do? Because you can only have one. Because I'm not offering you both. I'm not interested in a situation like that. So if they pick the other one, or let's say if they fail to choose you, then it's like, even though even though your pride made you do the right thing, you may not have come away with the right end, the right outcome. You may not have come out with the outcome that you really wanted. And, you know, your feelings can really be hard. I mean, I'm hurt bad. And that might be the thing that will prevent you from ever dealing with somebody again. It's like, you know, you dissed me, essentially. Essentially, you straight dissed me. But, okay. So I'm going to have to eat that, but you can best believe I'm going to eat this, but we'll never eat together again. That's it. So even when a situation presents itself later on where they're free, you're free, and maybe now they're more mature or really ready to settle down with you. Now they're ready to choose you. And you're like, you might even really, in your heart of hearts, want to get back with them, but you like, you disgust me now. Because it's one thing for you to disrespect me by cheating on me. It's a whole different thing for you to disrespect me by not even choosing me when it was time to choose. And I gave you that choice. So I extended a courtesy to you to put my heart aside, to put my feelings aside, and you gave me your ass to kiss. Evidently, I wasn't good enough for you. Well, you're going to move on. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? You know what I'm saying? My brother, my brother, coming straight out of Be More stand up all day, every day. Hey, yo, Ansel, I was thinking about you last night, and I was wondering, what if we all saying Ansel Jones' name wrong? What if his name is Ansel? What if it's Ansel? How do we know, you heard of Hansel and Gretel? How do we know Ansel or Ansel is just Hansel without the H? But I noticed you never corrected me. You never said nothing. I don't know. So I'm like, you know what? I need to find out if I'm saying my brother's name right. The question might come up like, well, how you call him your brother? You don't even know how to say your brother's name? Plenty of people don't say their brother's name. What are you talking about? What you talking about? Might have a nickname. Okay. Emily says, you did the right thing, Robin, in my opinion. I feel like if a man has to choose between me and someone else, choose her. Well, that's only if you don't love them enough. And that's something we got to deal with. TK Wright says, paid $500 for my pit back in 96. God damn, that was in 96. All right. Gal says, Taki, I paid that for my red Doberman in the 90s. You had a Doberman in the 90s? I ain't seen a Doberman since the 80s. What are you doing? What are you doing, you weirdo? Okay. What's up, Treacy? Treacy215, that's what's up. Thanks for coming through with my man, Larry. My man, Larry, coming through. Oh, yeah, thanks for coming through, y'all, on the Instagram side. Appreciate that shit. Appreciate it. TK Wright says, Ansel, is your name pronounced Ansel or Ansel or Ansel? To me, that looks the same. Ansel or Ansel? What is your Ansel? I don't know nobody who pronounced aunt. No, we don't have no ants. We ain't got no ants. We ain't got no roaches. We ain't got no termites. We ain't got no beetles. We ain't got no bed bugs. Everybody I know pronounced aunt. Some people overpronounce it aunt. But I don't know no ants. Aunt Cell, Aunt Cell. What is it? Hold on. Hold on. Aunt Cell said, somebody going to be grabbing ankles. Yo, you got chill. You got chill. I think it's a good idea, though. I think it's a good idea, though. I think it's a good idea, though. All right. By the way, no ankle grabbing this morning, damn it. No, whatever, man. Also says, everyone I work with call me JR, and we have to laugh. JR. Boom. Boom. TK Wright says, get out of my head, O. Listen. Listen, I introduced him to the show. Anyway, Emily says, if he got someone else, then he don't love me like he should be. Nah, I don't mean that. It definitely don't mean that. I also said 30 plus years people been doing it and still going. Robbie Mink says, Omar, there are consequences to cheating. Oh, hell yeah. Most definitely there are consequences to that. Linda Richards, 59, thanks for coming through. And Nadine Fuller, Thanks for coming through on the Instagram side. Y'all, appreciate y'all. What we'll be talking about today is an ultimatum or a choice. Call it what you want. So we're talking about at times when you may have given somebody a choice to do something, a choice to be something, an opportunity to have something, and they pretty much squandered it to the point where, all right, now you have to back them up against the wall and make them choose this or that. And they still might not choose. So basically that's an ultimatum because they've already exhausted all of their other options. So not making a choice is still making a choice. If you choose not to choose, then you've made a choice. Choosing nothing is still choosing. And you know who told me that and taught me that? My man. You know what I mean? May he rest in peace. My science teacher, Mr. Totley, fifth grade and eighth grade. Mr. Totley, the science teacher. That was my man, 100 grand. He was cool as hell. You know what I think about it? As much as I disliked school, I had some teachers who were very influential. All of them were black, though. Every last one of them were black, the teachers that were influential. The white teachers, some of them were good. Like, shout out to anybody who went to Franklin Learning Center and took English, probably had to take English from Miss Sussman, freshman English teacher, Miss Sussman. White teacher, little short thing. But she was an English teaching something, boy. You was going to learn how to read and write in ninth grade under Miss Sussman. She ain't play. We were integrated. White, black, Puerto Rican. Dominicans hadn't been invented yet. They hadn't shipped no Dominicans in Philly 1984, 1985. There was no such thing as a Dominican. Or Mexican. You know, Mexicans in Philly in the 80s. I mean, maybe like a sprinkle, like one, two, some shit like that. Okay. TK Wright says, Omar, he put the correct pronunciation in the comments. You missed it. Let me see. Ansel. Well, I'll be damned. It's Ansel Jones. Everything has changed now. Everything is different. It's Ansel Jones. Ansel. Fuck! But that's my brother, though. That's what's up. That's my brother. Ansel Jones. Ansel Jones. Well, well, well. Yo, pardon me if I ever revert back to the old way. But I got you. If I ever say it the old way, it's because I'm European. Cherry Cherry says, a person can love two people at the same time. I've learned that. Yeah. A person can definitely love two people at the same time. But a lot of people don't believe that, Cherry Cherry. I've heard women say plenty of times, no, you can't love two women at the same time. You just think you love two women at the same time. I'm like, well, shorty, that's your ego speaking. And I understand. Your feelings are hurt. I get it. And you can't say that you love me, but you love her too. Actually, he can say that. I understand why you wouldn't say that, but I also see why he would say that and has said that. That still doesn't exonerate him from having to make a choice. He does have to make a choice. You know, infidelity is a bitch. But when you, regardless of whether you're in a relationship or in another situation to where someone has to choose something that you are offering, you know, when you offer somebody something, it can mean a lot to you. Like, listen, I don't just go around, you know, offering random motherfuckers a piece of my world and a piece of my life and a piece of my soul and my spirit. I don't do that. So if you get a chance to be part of the choices or the options that I'm giving you, trust and believe that makes you special in my world. And I would take that into serious consideration if I were you. That's not something to be fronted on. I mean, I can understand a person feeling that way because that's real shit. Like, I shine bright like a diamond. And you treat me like a cubic zirconia. Well, we ain't going to have that. We ain't doing that. Nadine Fuller says, I've definitely loved two men at the same time. Well, look at you, Nadine. A lot of women don't like to admit when they have had a problem choosing. But you've seen it in real life. You've seen it in real life. I've seen it in real life. The problem is other people want you to prove that you love or that what you are feeling inside is love. Because people will be quick to tell you, no, that's not love, that's lust. That's not love, that's lust. Like the fuck they are inside your body and inside your mind and your heart and can tell you how you interpret the way that you feel about something. I mean, I get it because they want to be chosen. You know, our jealousy and possessiveness and our ego makes us want to be chosen above all others. It's not unreasonable to feel that way at all. But we all get faced with a situation where, guess what? We have to eat that. We have to accept that we are not always going to be number one in somebody's eyes, even if we are so close to number one. You would think that we was at least one and a half, but we want to be the only one. We don't even want number two to come after number one. Like, put two somewhere close to five. Like, so what happens to three? Three will be somewhere close to eight. Well, what happens to, what the fuck? Yeah, well, I'm number one and two is far, far away from number one. Normally, it comes right after number one, but we're not doing it that way this time. This time, we're going to do it like, we're going to do one, two, 3. Do you see how far 2 was and 2 and 3 were from number 1? Yeah, well, practice that in your real life. Just know that we don't want no number 2 nowhere near. You don't need a number 2. All you need is a number 1 that's standing alone. Standing on top. On the top, getting down, yeah. And that's when you have to bring the judge in. No number 2. Number 1. Number 1. And act like you know. So, but there are other situations. You know, I mean, we could spend time talking about cheating all we want, but there won't be no new conversation. But nothing that we talk about is absolutely brand new. But I tell you what, you know, when you're dealing with someone else that you may be in a relationship with, or you may just be friends with, or trying to establish something necessary in your life with, and you give them choices. I mean, we give our friends choices too. We give our friends choices to treat us well. We give them choices to hang out with us. We give them choices to have really good friendships with us. We give them choices to be involved in the things that we do. We give them choices to be part of our families. We give them choices to reap the benefits of all of the good things that we have to offer. We give them choices to be a part of our world. We give them a choice. We give them choices to share in the wonder of life and living that we have. We give them those choices. And many of us have had friendships and friends who have squandered those choices to whereas we had to narrow it down. We had to narrow it down like, now, if you want to be my friend, this is what you're going to have to fucking do. Okay, for example. How many of y'all have friends who diplomatically fuck around with your enemies? How many of y'all have friends who are friends with people who you are not friends with? Now, there's a difference between your friends being cool with somebody that you're not cool with. Because that might be cool. Like, all right, they may have a situation going on. They may have known each other before y'all knew them and all of that. Like, that person over there is not your cup of tea, but they're not your enemy. But it's a whole different story when you're dealing with somebody who is dealing with your enemy. When someone is your enemy, when someone is someone that you don't want to have shit to deal with, somebody that triggers your fight or flight response, somebody that you don't want to be in this, you don't even want to breathe the same air as they do, somebody that means you harm. Or somebody that makes you get ready to defend yourself whenever you see them. Like, yo, it might be going down today. It might be going down today. If he or she say anything to me, I'm going in. Sorry. And I'm not going in with words. Not going in with words. So when you have a friend, a good friend of yours, that you're cool with, that you vibe with, that you people with, but they have a working relationship or some type of personal relationship with your enemy, there may be a time when you have to give them a fucking ultimatum. Listen, man, I know such and such is your boy, but you know what they did to me. You know what they did to me and my family and all of that kind of shit. So you either going to be cool with me or you going to be cool with them, but I can't be cool with you if you cool with them. Straight ultimatum. Me and you can't be friends if you friends with them. And you know, it's a weird situation and it's a compromising situation because that person might feel like you're stopping them from having a positive experience with somebody who never did anything to them. And I understand that, but that they also need to understand that I understand that that person never did nothing to you, but you need to also understand that they did something to me. Street shit. Street shit. Straight street shit. Your man is cool with somebody who shot you. He shot you. You got into a situation with this boy, and he put one in you. He might not have fatally shot you, but he hit you in the hand, or he non-fatally shot you with a gun. And your man that you cool with is cool with that motherfucker. Like, well, what y'all got into was some street shit and all of that, and, you know what I'm saying? But that ain't had nothing to do with me. That all happened before me and you became cool and all that kind of shit. Like, listen, I don't think you understand. I ain't cool with that man. And honestly, when I hear about him, see him, or whatever, it make me want to return the favor of what he did to me. We had to go to court and all of that shit over that, dog. What you talking about? It might have been that boy's cousin. I mean, situations arise. Or, getting back to the relationship shit. Well, I understand that you cool with the boy, but you gotta understand, this is the boy that was fucking my wife. I can't be cool with somebody who cool with him, because he knew me, he knew my wife, me and my wife's situation and all of that. Nah, dog. Nah. Mm-mm. I understand you know the boy, you've known him for years, but I can't be cool with you if you cool with him. He's my enemy. So this is what it's going to be. This is what it has to be. You either going to be cool with me alone, or you going to be cool with him. But you can't be cool with both of us. It can't happen. It can't happen. Bing! Bing coming through, y'all mean. Good to see you all up in here, right up on the scene. No diggity. Good to see you. Word up. Hold on. Okay, Robin Ming says, I would have been a fool to know that he was cheating and we had a baby together to keep him. I know her address and phone number. He lied to me. He says you can definitely love two people at one time, but who would you go the distance for? Now that's the question. Deep shit right there. That is definitely the question. And you're going to have to be forced to decide that at some point. Justifiably so. You're going to be forced to decide that. Make that decision at some point. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Y'all hit the like button and share the show. I said hit the like button and share the show. I said hit the like button and share the show. I said hit the like button and share the show. Hit the like button, share the show, and subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so. I said hit the like button and share the show and subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so. I said hit the like button and share the show and subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so. Hit the like button and share the show and subscribe to the channel if you haven't really done so. Daily Go Get a Mission Show. We're talking about an ultimatum or a choice. An ultimatum or a choice. Call it what you want. Call it what you want. TK Wright says you can. Okay, wait. Bean says I don't give him an ultimatum or choice. I give him an opportunity to be truthful and honest about what we're doing. I'm going to be serious about anyone who's dealing with another. I understand that. I get it. But there are in a relationship between a man and a woman, there are more than enough ways to give ultimatums. It's not always about him or her. It can be about this or that. Just like we were talking about earlier in the show, being before you came through, it might be a situation where you want to get married and he's dragging his feet on that. So you really ready to, you know what I mean? Meet me at the altar, your all white dress. We ain't getting no younger. It's time to do it. And he's like, well, but my money ain't right. My time ain't right. I'm still married to my ex-wife. I got to get me divorced and I got to pay the cost. I'm already in court. You got to understand. Yo, I already paid this alimony, really, it's child support, but out there, I'm caught. That shit cost me a whole lot of dough, and if I marry you, she going to get an increase, yo. Do you understand what I'm talking about and what we're doing? This shit you're doing right now could really ruin my financial situation, and it's not good to go in. Yo, I'm going to help you, my friend. If I'm your spouse, I'm going to look out. Yo, if I'm your spouse, I'm going to look out. If I'm your spouse, I'm going to look out. But you gotta make the choice right now, nigga, no doubt. I'm your spouse, I'm a little out. Yeah, I got something, you got something. Understand, I'ma shout you out and make sure at the hillside they gonna understand it's me and you against the guy. So it's not always about him or her or whatever. It's not always about that. They may be ready to make a move. It could be a move-in situation. Some people have lived with everybody that they've ever dealt with. I know people who have done that. Everybody they ever was serious about, they lived with them from the time that they were young. And that's whether you're talking about teenage young or 20s young. So Jones says, can you take back an ultimatum? Yeah, you can. And a lot of people take back an ultimatum when somebody doesn't choose the ultimatum that they gave them. Like, you either do this or I'm leaving. I'm leaving on the next plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait. Ultimatums have been taken back plenty of times when you realize that you was pump faking, when somebody has already figured out that you was selling wolf tickets. Like, I'm leaving you if you don't do what the fuck I told you to do. Like, all right, then, shorty. All right, how that? So you just going to let me go? I don't want to let you go, but I'm going to let you go because I'm not going to put myself in this fucked up position, yo. So you just going to let me go? You ain't going to, I mean, really? 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 So they take that ultimatum back real quick. Like, okay. All right. So, okay, wait. So you said you love me though, right? Yeah, baby, I do. And you say you care about me then, right? Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do. Women always try to find a way to be right in the end. You know what I'm saying? That feminine energy mixed with manipulation. And I'm not saying that all women are manipulative. Yes, I am. Because if you're a woman and you're not manipulative, you can't raise children. You can't keep a man. You're going to have to pigeonhole somebody at some point. Just know that your technique might not be effective when it's put out there in the same way. Same thing with men, though. Same thing. So when you throw something out there, because somebody may have advised you to do this, or what you do is you tell this motherfucker that blah, 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 blah. You're like one of your girlfriends, one of your aunts, one of your sisters, one of your, you know, your mom. Somebody gave you advice of a motherfucker that was a little bit more thorough than they was used to. You used to dealing with them dumb blue collar motherfuckers. This nigga head. He done stepped up to corporate. He ain't trying to hear that shit. Like, you better do that shit with them ruffians. That ain't gonna work over here, ma. No, no. So, yeah, they might have to take back that ultimatum. Like, all right, you know what? Okay, you know what? You know what? Fuck it then. We gonna try it your way. We gonna try it your way, but we gonna try. I'm gonna do this for you. I'm gonna do this for you. But we gonna put a time frame on this. So when do you think you'll be able to do this or deliver that? When?
Yeah, ultimatums get taken back all the time.
All the time. TK Wright says, the damage is done once it comes out of your mouth, especially those times when the ultimatum wasn't warranted. Yeah, motherfuckers take a shot in the dark. And it's really a sign of disrespect because, you know, like, motherfuckers are trying to get in the power position. Just for power's sake. I'm like, okay. When the shit don't go right. How many of y'all have threatened to leave somebody and you wasn't ready to go no fucking where? You wasn't even ready to go to the front door. You was busy grabbing ankles. You understand what I'm saying? You was grabbing ankles.
Hey, your ankle. You hear me? You know you hear me.
So, you was grabbing ankles, yet you was threatening to be out. I think we've all done it, like, because if you make that threat and it works, you know you like.
Like, I was scared as shit to throw that shit out there, but I did. And guess what? It worked. I ain't know they liked me as much as... Woo-wee!
Woo-wee! Captain Chamberlain says that. I don't think so. You've already made the choice to offer it. I'm just saying. Ansel says, T. Carey, you can't pack your stuff and put it at the door and think I'm going to help put it back. Damn. All right, Ansel. However, I've seen that done too. I've seen situations where somebody came and helped them get all of their shit out of the house, left the crib, was gone maybe 2-3 days. Took all their shit, all their clothes, all their little, you know, the TV, whatever. 3 days later, they putting their shit back in the house with the assistance. Yeah, baby, you know, that shit is crazy. You know, I ain't want to leave. All right, this used to be over there. You want to put it over here this time? Oh, it happened. It happened. Ansel says, can you break your lease and get your apartment back? Well, giving your landlord an ultimatum, that sounds a little unorthodox, unless you was fucking your landlord. So as a landlord, I've been given ultimatum. Either you fix this shit or I'm putting the money in escrow. Funny thing is, who has ever threatened to put money in escrow even knew what an escrow account is. People think escrow is just like, I'm putting the money on the side. No, that's not what it is. There's an actual escrow account that is decided on by moderator or mediator between the tenant and the landlord. And funds come out of that account as repairs get completed.
TK, right? Because I know people like that at friends crossing enemy lines. You are not my friend. Yo. 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 Bean says anyone can love more than one person, but being introduced to the family, having intimacy and sex with more than one is not a choice because of what you like to do with my dude. That's too personal. I'm not sharing. Well, if they haven't fucked, then they ain't in love. I'd be damned if I'm running around here talking about how much I love a woman and I ain't never gutter out. Not even to be, not saying I'm shallow or nothing like that, but a man can't love a woman he never fucked. That's internet fantasy love. I love you, I love you, I love you. What do you mean you love me? You ain't never even been face to face with you. Do you know I got a mole on my back? I got shingles. I got gray hair on my twat. You don't know. You know what I mean? You don't know. You might be in love-ish. You're in love-ish. Ansel says, if someone breaks up with you and you still love them, would you expect a friend request? See, that internet shit. Like, if I love you, I'm blocking you off my shit. You ain't gonna be checking my statuses. No. No, no, no. You will not like another picture of my world. Don't be liking no pictures. Don't be hearting no pictures. No. No, 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 no. Carol says, that's just too personal when you're friends with my enemies. You know things about me that I wouldn't want them to know. It's even deeper than that. It's just that when you talk about somebody being your enemy, you talk about that butterfly, that negative butterfly feeling. You know, you ever be around somebody, you want to fuck them up so bad, you get a stomach ache or a headache. Like, you want to attack them so bad. It's like, you're a caged animal. Y'all open up this cage, I'm going to jump and pounce on this motherfucker. And you mean tell me my man is cool with you? Fuck out of here. Nah, son. Like, you claim to be my friend, but you don't share my emotions about how I feel about that friend? Like, you have a loose definition of what friendship means, and I can't fuck with you. And so Jones says, perfect example is EPMD. You talking about when they broke up? Yeah. Yeah. And they got back together, to finish out those albums, and I still don't understand how they ever got back together. Eric really had that man's crib raided. Like, yo, man, Eric Sermon never denied doing this shit to PMD. He never denied it. At least that's not, I didn't hear him deny it. I never heard him say, like, yo, that was all a misunderstanding. Never said that. And I've seen multiple interviews. Like, yeah, we kind of ran up in the crib and, brandished some weapons and tore shit up. Bygones are bygones, right? Fuck out of here. Carol Chambers says, Ansel said, new track alert. Carol says, not a good track, though. Dean says, just don't be a punk or pussy. Be honest about what we're doing. It's important. Not to have folks out here thinking it's something when it's nothing. It might be something, just not something you want. No. Carol Chambers says, watch it, Omar. That's what landed you in Facebook jail. That hate speech. Oh, God. They said I couldn't say that women were greedy. And by the way, we're not on Facebook. Aha, Facebook. Women are greedy. Women are greedy. Women are greedy. Fuck around. And YouTube sent me a notification like, on your show, we noticed that you are spewing a lot of hate speech. I'm like, what? I ain't talking about white people and no shit like that. No, but you only talking about how women are greedy, how they're selfish and manipulative. Women are not manipulative. We're going to have to shut you down for a few days. Shut them down. Shut them down. TK writes all that stuff. Word, Carol, hate speech. Cherry says, me, I've lived with my long-term love. Call me Lockdown Cherry. I swear, man, some people would do anything to get morning sex. Some people would do anything for a little morning sex. Speaking of morning sex, why do women love morning sex so much? Why does it energize your day that much? Like, what is it? I mean, what is it? What is it? Okay. Carol comes on. Taki, he hating on women. Go manipulate yourself. Go manipulate yourself a pound cake or something, Carol. That's what you need to do. Go manipulate a pot of greens or something. Ansel says, if someone has kids, is that an ultimatum? It can be. Like, you knew this is a ready-made family. You either going to love my kids and me, or you ain't loving either one of us. Ultimatum. Choice is yours. Choice is yours. Call it what you want. Gary Wright says, sis, give him an extra punch for when you see him. Whatever. Don't put your hands on me. Don't put your hands on me. That's bad touch. Bad touch. That hurt. That hurt too. Okay. Robbie Ming says, I think when I get back out on the dating scene, I'm going to deal with two guys. In the past, one guy didn't work. So when one acts up, then I'll have backup. That's your plan? That's your plan, Ma? Really? Really? Out the gate, like, you know what I mean? We doing two for two. Yeah? Okay. Cherry says, I don't know. Because I've got a few people who love me who have never touched me. Remember, I'm a Scorpio, and I know They sincerely love me. That's why I don't play with their feelings. So let me get this straight. You think, you feel, you know that there are men out there who love you, not like you, or desire you, or want you, but love you. The L, the O, the V, the E, you. And they've never scraped the walls. I don't know who you know, so I'm not going to say that they lie. Because I imagine that maybe it's possible that they love you as a friend. That's possible. But romantically? Yeah, because I've loved plenty of women as friends, just acquaintances. Well, but the women that I've dealt with, like if I want to do it to you, we're not getting to the love before, you know, I find out that, you know, you got to be love worthy. I mean, how do I know you don't pee in the bed or something?
Like, babe, that has not come. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Shorty, we wasn't even fucking. I was dreaming about you. Yo, you dream every night like this. That's why we always got to be at your crib. Look, you even got this wet dream mattress, you know, to protect it against the... Listen, man, you need to get a pair of Depends. That's bottom line. You're a bedwetter. And I don't mean that in no nice way. Robbie Ming says, I like your glasses, my brother. I appreciate that. I just decided I was going to be able to see today. You know, because the Instagram, you know, the words be real small. That's the only reason I got them on. I really hate wearing glasses. I don't hate the way I look in glasses, but I hate wearing them. I just don't like the way they, you know. This is my third year of wearing glasses, and I still haven't really warmed up to the situation. But I'm going to get some new glasses since I got a little insurance now. You know what I mean? I'm trying to go get some new frames. Bean says, most of my friends don't F with people I don't F with anymore. They may be cordial, but that's it. But you understand what we talking about. We talking about like they good with them. Honestly, I feel like if somebody is my enemy and you call yourself my friend, I feel like you should feel some kind of way towards them, not even in a cordial way. But that might be too tall of an order on my side. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. TK Wright says, you can love someone without sex. It's a mental and spiritual connection. Very, very important. Yeah, it depends on the situation. I know if you make my dick hard first, then me loving you before is probably not an eligibility. But if we were just friends, like, look, you send no signals to the genitals, nothing. There's nothing there. I love you. I love that fact just, you know, just by itself. You're too ugly to love. Nah, just... Okay. Okay, wait, hold on. Emily says, no, not shutting anyone down now. YouTube, he didn't mean it. Don't be shook. All right. Bean says, yes, you can love someone without sex. Relationships are way more than that. It's how you care, show love and intimacy. You can look out for someone. Sex, in some cases, just ties you to a person. That's very female thinking of you. I'm tired of this shit. All right, well, listen, let's just say that all men don't feel like I feel. But I've never had a girlfriend that I didn't have sex with. So that's some indication. I did have a few chicks that tried to hold out. Like, I'm not really ready. But guess what? I didn't love them. I can't love a cold fish. But you are a very good typist. You know, we were young. They could type good. You know, typing used to be very important when we was younger. Computers first came out, Texas Instruments. You know what I mean? Commodore 64. Look, she can really type. ASDF. What is it? ASDF, spacebar, JKL, semicolon. Fuck out of here. But okay. Y'all say it can be done. I say no fucking way. That's what I'm saying. All right. Robbie says, Ansel, for some of us, I like a man to make love to my mind before we have sex. That's so I can see what his mentality is all about.
That's all good, just as long as eventually y'all have sex. So y'all can get to the love. So some of y'all might be wondering right now. So Omar, so you saying that when you deal with a woman, let's say if you start really, really liking her and everything is going well, and then if y'all have sex and the sex is not good, then you saying that you won't love her? And I'm saying, yes, that's what that means. It's like, no. What I'm saying is, I never said that if the sex wasn't good, then you couldn't love him. I said if I didn't have sex with him, then I'm not going to love him. In a situation where we were supposed to be romantically involved. So let's say I've been messing around with somebody on the internet. We've never been face to face, never seen each other and all of that. But here we are in front of each other saying that we love each other. Maybe it's true. But I know that cipher can never be complete until y'all actually get around each other. Because you don't know a person until you know them. And to take that a little bit farther, I don't think that you ever really know a woman if you haven't had sex with her. And I'm keeping a buck with that. I'm not saying that you can't love a woman that you never had sex with in that regard, because, of course, I've never had sex with my sisters or my mom or whatever. But I tell you one thing. I would never be able to know my mom like my dad knows her, or like my stepdad or any other man that has been intimate with her knows her. I will never know her in that way. Same thing as my sisters. And I know my sisters extremely well. But I don't know how they are after they've been ran up in and done came all over a dick. Because the whole game changed after that happened. From my experience, it ain't the same. Them conversations ain't the same. You know, it ain't. It went from, you know, you gonna call me to when you coming back over. A woman will let a man know everything he needs to know after he done had sex with her. Everything. So whatever she was holding out before, you can best believe it's coming out now. Because the expectations have been risen. The bar has been raised. So it went from before, all right, well, we ain't fucking anyway, so, you know, it's this, that, and the third. We're going to keep it respectful. After the fucking, it's like, well, no, you need to know that you ain't just going to be fucking me and doing this, fucking me and doing that, fucking me and being with her, fucking me and never do call me, fucking me, acting like I don't exist, fucking me and don't even want to kiss. You ain't going to just be fucking me, just be fucking me, just be fucking me, never even talk to me. You ain't just going to be fucking me, even though before you wasn't fucking me, everything was good. You ain't just gonna be fucking me, and I think you should know that shit. Now, y'all can say I'm lying, and I'm gonna say you lying. But you can best believe once you get inside a woman, you're gonna learn some shit that you would have never learned otherwise. No, no, no. All right, so Sherry says, TK Wright says, you're right, you can love someone on a different level and not have sex. Okay. And so wait. Bean says, they don't. Maybe you're greedy. Mm-hmm. Bean says, or maybe sex is recreational for you. Recreational. I think it should be recreational for everybody. So you saying that sex shouldn't be fun? You're probably not saying that. Okay. And Bean says, that's true in some cases. Oh, okay. Robbie Ming says that, and sell, foreplay comes with sex. Well, it should be. It should come with sex. For everybody, it doesn't really. Some
Y'all should hear what I'm saying in my head. Everybody has a different experience. Let's just put it that way. But nonetheless, when we talk about an ultimatum or a choice, call it what you want. There comes a time in everybody's life where they're going to be forced to choose between this or that. Or no, not this or that. You're going to, an ultimatum is not even this or that. It's this. Do I have that wrong, y'all? An ultimatum is choose this. This is your choice right here. All or nothing. I guess you could say all or nothing is a choice. It doesn't really sound like it doesn't sound like that has a lot of options to me. Is it me? Is it just me? Is it? I don't know, y'all. Hold on, what we got now? Yo, I'm supposed to have some shit delivered, and I'm not feeling this shit. I know they better come through with my shit. That's what I do know. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure y'all subscribe to the channel if y'all haven't subscribed to the channel yet. The Daily Go Get a Business Show. We are about to do the birthday shout outs and then we're gonna get on the body. Which phone was I using? Was I using this one? Must be using this one. Yeah, it was. Alright, that's cool. Let's do these birthday shout outs and then we're gonna holler back. By the way, before we get into these birthday shout-outs, I want y'all to know that there will be a Legacy of a Nation show tonight. Guaranteed, I will do a Legacy of a Nation show tonight. And what we're going to talk about is paying homage to the freedom fighters on any level. We're going to talk about paying homage to the freedom fighters. On any level. So, in my opinion, a freedom fighter is somebody who is fighting for black liberation. Those are the only, freedom fighters that I'm interested in. But we need to talk about people local, national, and international who have tried to get it popping for us and what that should mean. And one of the reasons I want to do a show about this is because, with this past election, we learned so much about each other, about who's fighting for our causes and who represents us versus who doesn't. And I think that we need to get it nailed down about who is really for us and who is just talking a lot of things to exploiting us, but not really representing us. So that's how it's going to go down tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Legacy of a Nation show. You have to call into the show. There's no YouTube. There's no video. Call in 319-527-6199 or log on blogtalkradio.com/SUN752. Let's do these birthday shout outs and then let's holler back. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Glorious. December 12th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. 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 They get number one out the box. T. Carol writes,
dad, just like we were talking about earlier. You know what I'm saying? Earlier. Happy heavenly birthday to him. You know, it was all up in the comments. Happy heavenly birthday. And his name is Donald Richardson. So happy heavenly birthday to Donald Richardson. I hope that you're up there in the universe doing the damn thing, rocking out, watching over us, protecting us, guiding us, making sure that we escape the pitfalls of negativity the way we can encounter every single day. So shout out to UT Carey Wright, and shout out to anybody out there, anybody and everybody out there who has ever lost a parent or someone really, really close to them and has to, and you know, when their birthday comes around. I'm going to say this, good looking out for, you know, acknowledging his birthday rather than his death day. Way too often we pay homage to the day that they left this world instead of the day when they came into this world. Well, they affected this world when they came into it. When they left this world, Other than that, Reno Rex, happy birthday to you, Reno Rex, and Sharice Parrish, happy birthday to you, and Yvette Kamara, happy birthday to you, and Debbie Sutherland, turning 47 years old today, and Diane Robinson, turning 54 years old today, and Tasha Cannon, turning 47 years old today, and Yaina Irel Acosta, turning 29 years old today, and Michelle Dahomey Radigan, happy birthday to you, and my girl Charlene Kunta Jones. I just love Charlene Kunta Jones' name. And her, she's turning 36 years old today. And last but absolutely not least, my girl Go Getter and Urban Therapy with Son participant Deborah Robinson, who is the sister. Of the other girl. What's her name? Damn, it's escaping me. She been denying it, but I ain't trying to hear that shit, and I ain't buying it. Janelle. Her last name's not Robinson. It's Janelle Coker. She just got married recently, so she had a different last name. But Janelle Coker, that's her sister. So down with both of them. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious December 12th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn stuff. Rock out. Rock on. Do the damn rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. And do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. And do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, listen. An ultimatum, a choice, call it what you want. There comes a time in your life where you have to put somebody on blast and take away some of the choices that they have because they just may not be all that good with working with choices. Some people work best under pressure when they don't have a lot, when they don't have a lot to work with. Some people just do better that way. Some people go ahead and make the choice early and have theirs and move on to the next option. Well, when it comes down to you and you're the one granting the options or receiving the options, you're going to have to make a choice to make somebody else choose, whether they choose you, whether they choose this, or whether they choose this or that, this or that, this or that, this or that. Engine number 9 on the New York Transit line. If the train fall off the track, pick it up. Fresh on the scene. All right. I want y'all to have a great day today, man. I mean, real great. I want y'all to have, like, the best day, the spectacular day.
In Philly today, it's supposed to be 61 degrees today. So we got the Indian summer day right here when it's almost winter. And it's not winter yet. It's not winter time yet. We got like 8 more days until winter officially kicks in. So y'all enjoy your time today. If you got to go shopping. Be careful out there. Wear your mask. Wear your gloves. Wear your PPE. Social distance. Make sure that you don't take a chance on getting that Rona shit. Fuck the Rona. Peace to all who have had it and got through it. Peace to you, Cherry Cherry, Dana Dane. All right, y'all. Remember, the Legacy of a Nation show, 6 o'clock this evening. We going to be on it. I'll send out the notifications and, you know, the advertisements, or should I say the promotions for all that. All right? So, oh, it's back on the scene. It's not on the scene. Do you know Dres? I know Dres. Do you know Mr. Long? I know Mr. Long. So what is you saying? You don't know. You don't know. I got the uncut version. All right, so let me get y'all out of here. Let me get Blog Talk out of here. Get back, holla back. Thanks for everything. Word. And then let me get Instagram out of here. Yo, thanks, y'all. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. Love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all back to life. What the hell? Come on. All right, that's better. I. So.